Liz Menard. I'm here with my grandmother, Jean Hoy. I am Maureen Hoy's daughter, and she is the oldest of the nine children.
Oh, all right. Well, Liz, how nice of you to represent the next generation of grandchildren. What's your first memory of coming up here?
When I was thinking about the answer to that question, I was thinking about our annual tradition of jumping into the pool with our clothes on the very last night. And I wasn't even around for when it started, but it somehow became a tradition because I believe someone got thrown in one year on the very last night with their clothes on, Jim. And from then on, we would all line up. There would be 30 of us or however many of us, including some aunts and uncles, jumping in with our clothes on. And I thought it was the most fun and crazy thing as a kid, and still did it even well into my 20s, jumping in with my clothes on. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel when you're coming up here? What is there excitement or?
Yeah.
Apprehension or?
Well, I can speak to that double because I, this week alone, I had to work Monday, Tuesday. So I came up over the weekend, went back to Milwaukee, and then came up again. So I had two doses of the trip up to Rhinelander already this week. And on our way down Riverbend Road, Laura and I opened up our windows and took in all the smells and the air and smelled the firewood, and it just makes you feel good. But then it also feels like very nostalgic coming up here. Like nothing's changed, and you know the roads. You know, it feels like home in a sense because we've spent so much time up here, and it's really special.
Right. So was this a really important part of your growing up years?
Absolutely. I really feel so lucky to have been part of this family and also to have this tradition that we can lean on, because it's such a great time to connect with my cousins and even my cousins that live in Colorado and Nebraska and Iowa and Illinois.
California.
Yeah. And I feel like I grew up knowing them and they were my good friends, as opposed to people that live so far away that I barely knew. And Rhinelander and Holiday Acres was a big part of that because it was a week that we would spend together. There would be sleepovers from in each other's cabins, which seems so silly now. But it's just been the best time to connect with everyone, and somehow, like, you never get sick of each other, or maybe you do, but there's not a whole lot of that. You cherish the week up here.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Can you think of any Holiday Acres stories to tell?
I was thinking recently when we were talking about Grandpa, how one thing that I really remember about Grandpa up here was that our big not white elephant, but the Christmas exchange of gifts,
right,
between all the cousins. That was such a thing. And I remember looking forward to in Holiday Acres when Grandpa would write down every single person's name on a piece of paper and go around, and you would draw a name and pick who you had to give a gift for Christmas, or got to give a gift for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, that memory stands out in my head. It would be in his baseball cap.
that was started up here, right?
Yeah.
Do you think a vacation like this is important today, with all the opportunities that there are to go because of travel so much easier and by flying, which we didn't do. A lot of it was by car. You couldn't afford to fly back in the day. Do you think vacations like this are still important?
Absolutely. I think it's so easy to feel like when you are booking a vacation that you have to go somewhere extravagant, or feel like you have to get on a plane to go, to travel out of the country or stay at a really nice hotel. But what I love about especially my cabin or our cabins is that you can expect the same thing every time, and it feels like you know it. Uh-huh. And there's something about just being up north in general and being on the water that feels good.
Right. Yeah. It's such a, you know, what about Lake Thompson? What can you say about that? You know?
Well, of course, my memory, I remember legitimately believing in the Hodag, that the Hodag was a real mythical monster on the third island. So that was always something that I had thought about. And then the candy hunt on every Wednesday of Holiday Acres was so fun. And I look forward to that all year. As a dentist now, I am like, how much candy did I eat in one day? You had to make sure you ate the candy you wanted before a parent snuck it or someone else. Right. Or we would trade candy. We would all come back from the candy hunt and lay out all our candy and then make trades.
Right. And so what about the fairies?
The fairies? Oh, yeah. And I don't remember, but I remember Grandpa and other people going to set off fireworks the night before the candy hunt, which was really special.
Yeah. And in fact, just last night, our great-grandchild was looking out the window and she said, oh, I think I see the fairies on Candy Island.
They're
delivering the candy.
Yeah. It's fun to believe in those things and to pass those traditions on.
Right. Yeah. What would you say the thoughts come to mind that describe your time at Holiday Acres and reason for being here?
Family is the primary thing. Just getting together and telling stories, laughing around the campfire, and having those relationships with my cousins, but also my aunts and uncles, who I consider friends too, and people who genuinely care about me and want me to be happy. And it's a chance to catch up. So I don't see everyone, even though we actually do see each other a lot at weddings and get togethers and people make it happen, but it's a chance to kind of check in with everyone and see what they're doing and how life is.
Right.
And what's the latest.
Well, and we have people here now, the family, coming from Colorado. Tom flew in on a red eye today from California, from San Francisco, to be here. And I don't want to miss it.
Absolutely. I respect the dedication that the out-of-staters have. And I am already planning to come back next year, living out of state.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah.
And then we have to also say how wonderful the Zambons have been for keeping this going and being so much into family also, mm-hmm. and intolerant of all the antics that have gone on through the years. Yeah. And there were some wild years. And another thing I have to say is it was amazing that back in 1967, when the riots were going on in Milwaukee, we happened to leave town to come to Rhinelander the day before they started. And when we came back, the city was quiet. So when this was all going on in Milwaukee, here we were up at Holiday Acres, unaware. I imagine we were unaware at that time. We didn't have TVs when we started coming up originally. But we did rent one when Prince Charles and Diane were married, and brought it into the cabin, went into town to, I'm not even sure, I think it was Triggs grocery store, and got Sara Lee cakes, and at 4 a.m. in the morning, all the girls, the women, sat around the little TV and participated in the wedding and had wedding cake and had a wonderful time. And then I think Jim has a memory of Elvis Presley died while we were up here. Yeah. So funny memories that you associate with where you were at the time.
Yeah. I'm curious, how many people did you fit maximum in one cabin at a time?
Well, we had all seven. There were seven children, I think, when we started to move into Anchorage, the four bedroom. But it was wonderful because there are two bathrooms. Yeah. And so that helped. And I think we used to pitch tents once in a while outside the cabins. And of course, then there's the campgrounds. That's another story, which down the road, which expanded this place. And they when they had washing machines at the campgrounds, so we would take a boat over sometimes because with laundry, do it at the campground, swim in the little pool there. Well, I think another story I have to tell is that our grandson Kevin was married about 6 years ago, and his brother Andy was his best man who had to plan the bachelor party. And he said, well, we'll go to Las Vegas. And Kevin said, well, you can go to Las Vegas, but I'm not. And he said, I want to go with my friends up to the campgrounds at Rhinelander. So so they came up here, and they happened to arrive the last day of Friday, the last day of our week here. And everybody was up at the lodge, and the bachelor boys came over to the lodge. And Emily, granddaughter Emily, sort of met one of Kevin's bachelor friends, and we're going back on Saturday for their wedding. So, and then of course we have David, who was a baby, and Nicole Doucette, who was one of the families that came up here, and they have now been married for 25 years, and are part of the Doucette clan that's up here. So we have two Holiday Acres romances.
Yeah, and Uncle Dave's still trying to get one of his nieces to marry his nephew and wants a Rhinelander or a Holiday Acres couple from there. No such luck there, though. But I think that Holiday Acres can get credit for Emily and Matt. Right. We'll give it to them. Well, that sounds great. Well, this was really awesome. Thank you for chatting with me, Gigi.
Oh, well, thanks for all your input. And as I said, this has been fun for us to take a trip back memory lane and be focus on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know Grandpa would be very happy to know that we're all still doing this and that the fun of all being together.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.